Are you ready for the Low Blows Network? It's the show where you control what's on the agenda. Ask us anything and we're brought down to answer.
I'm sorry,
right, I'm the queen of Irish wrestling, Lady Hardy. It's
a way for it to end. That's the point.
Now.
Hi.
No!
That was good.
We discovered that we can do, okay, you can do a really good corporate key.
Oh, wow. You were taking a piss at me when I was gone?
What? Yeah. Turn your mic on. Yeah.
Wow, well, can we actually, well, be a star, Katie.
I don't think I did that.
Like, we found out, oh no, it was I the one making fun of you.
Oh, Rick, man, don't
yeah, I was like, I don't remember doing it.
You hosting the show, and like, no, because it's not that I was making fun of, I was doing a tribute to you, because people missed you.
Ah, okay.
You. So, like, it's, like, I can do a corporate keen. Here it is. Hi. Hi. Hi.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's how you say hi. Say hi.
No, you put me off. Well, Larry, it's asshole blows anyway. Back to normal. There's I'm here, Katie's here, Rick's here. There's no Midcard Mafia, which is unfortunate.
Aww.
Last time I was here, Troy Menace was here. And that was like, for me, the peak was hearing of him getting a belly rub off his teacher. I don't think we're actually going to, I don't think it's going to get any better than that. But
no,
I mean,
we peaked that day.
We can try to get close to it if the questions are good enough. And it looks like they are. We got a lot of questions in. We've actually had to cut it in half because there's so many questions. So some will be this week, some will be next week. It's not an order of preference or any shit like that. It's just whatever order they came in. That's a lie. Rick orders them. He orders them in preference. If you didn't make it this week, you hate to.
Yeah, it's best to worst. Best to worst. Next week, just don't bother.
No, but yeah, no, there's no particular order. But I suppose we have to talk about our drafts. Our thing we haven't come up with a name for yet. The fancy football but wrestling.
That's catchy.
My tag team is a singles wrestler and my singles wrestler is a tag team wrestler. How is that for 5D chess? Bet none of you thought of doing that.
Well, I was actually looking at your scores and I don't understand how your tag team have points because they're not on the same brand.
What do you mean?
Are they?
My tag team is Rowan and Harper.
Are they?
They're not on the same brand.
No, so yeah, but you, both of your AEW males are the same tag team.
Oh yeah.
Like, you can't talk yet. Yeah, I'm the only one who's actually doing singles wrestlers as single wrestlers.
But
you're both doing it wrong.
Yeah, but the thing is, basically it has to be a tag, the rule was they have to be a tag team while we were doing the drafts. After that, whatever happens, happens. So I can keep rolling in that slot till WrestleMania, and I will. So and I got to, and again, there's no rules against putting a singles wrestler or putting a tag wrestler in a singles spot. You, now, if his partner wrestles as a singles match, you don't get any points for it, but he probably won't because they're a tag team. So shout out to Razor. Is it Razor or Aiken? Which one did I pick?
Big lad Razor.
Well, I don't know, because remember I picked Christopher Daniels as my singles wrestler and then he immediately got taken out and both his partners wrestled regularly then after that.
Exactly, so it's a risk, but who's going to do that to Razor? Big lad Razor. You think somebody's going to try and stab him or take him out?
Stab him? No, I don't think so.
He's got a stab vest on. That's a really dumb move and he's big. He'd fuck you up, you know what I mean? But Razor is a solid pick in my opinion, as is Eric Rowan, as is everyone else in my draft. But so yeah, I'm not making any trades is what I'm saying.
I am.
Oh. I mean, I didn't ask, but okay.
I mean, I'm making a trade.
Rick, are you making a trade?
I was thinking about it, but I can't.
Don't do it. Be Christmassy. Be Christmas.
How's that Christmassy?
It's Christmassy.
No trades at Christmas.
Yeah, that's a song. It's famous. You know, what was it? You scumbag, you maggot, you taped over a saggart. You know that? You know that? Taped over a haggart, sorry. You know that song. It's in that somewhere, I'm sure. Yeah, so what? All right, what's your trade? Go on.
I've hired an outside consultant to help me with this, to stop being so shit.
That's so shit. No, that's cheating. That's not cheating, though, is
his
it?
His first recommendation, I think, is very solid.
Oh, it's a him. It's Phil.
It's Phil. It's Phil. I am trading out Nakamura, which hurts my soul, because I love him.
So you have no loyalty to your favourites? That's all right, fine, Chiffon, whatever.
He's losing that IC belt soon. Like, let's be realistic. I don't want to lose them loss. I don't want to lose them points.
Well, I mean, he could be the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion in history.
I don't think he will be.
Wow, okay, God, no
he
belief.
He lost a tag match last week.
Yeah, so to set up his big win later on.
No, you're not, this isn't going to work on me again. No.
Don't act smart, it will work. If we keep at it, it'll work.
Nakamura out.
Okay.
Sheamus in.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like the way I think that's
Sheamus is a beast, man. I actually can't even diss
Sheamus is going to come back on a winning streak. He's not going to come back and lose. Yeah. So.
And it's going to be deadly. I don't care if Kay gets points for it. I want Sheamus to tear people apart. Like,
okay, is that locked in?
That's locked in.
That's a terrible trade.
It's awful.
And here's why. He's not going to wrestle for weeks. They're going to do promos with him for ages now that he's back.
What?
They're going to do promos with him for ages.
So yeah, that is true.
Yeah. That's what they do when wrestlers come back. They do promos and then they interfere. Look at AOP. Haven't wrestled yet.
Yeah, this I was too nervous. See, the problem is, I knew that. So I was like, AOP, are they going to wrestle? Are they going to... I was like, is it too soon? But I'm like, if someone else takes AOP, I'll feel sick then.
I was thinking about it. I'm not going
to lie. And like, yeah, I knew you would. And like, I was like, Big E's going to lose his title soon enough as well. You know what I mean? Like, knew they aren't going to hold on to those titles.
Yeah.
So like... Fair. I had to act on it, and AOP felt like the right move. But you went with Sheamus. That's cool. That's fine. You know,
yeah, no,
whatever.
It is going to be cool.
Locked in anyway. It's locked
I mean,
in.
It might pay off. It might pay off a few months down the line. Like,
No, I think it'll pay off straight away
when you've lost. I'm going to make a trade.
All right, go on.
I am trading out Private Party. I'm trading in Lucha Bros. I think they're going to win the belt soon.
Yeah, they probably will. In fairness.
Lucha Bros. I'm getting them in. I'm all about that.
Lucha Bros are shit. Am I right, Katie?
No.
You're just saying that because, like, you fucking said you hated Pentagon
what
and
happened?
You had to go home.
What happened? Right, okay, no one listens to Asshole Blows. It's crap. What happened?
It's fine,
it's
a secret.
Well,
behind the paywall, it's fine.
Yeah, it's crap, behind the paywall.
It's fine.
What?
What happened with Pentagon?
Remember you said you hated Pentagon?
I remember you said on the show you hated him and you
I never said I hated Pentagon.
You did, you're like,
you won't meet him again, it's fine.
Yeah,
this is a vicious rumor and I absolutely will probably meet him again.
Yeah, well,
you did
like,
say you didn't like him.
Not for a while. Like.
Did I actually say that?
Yes. I don't really like him.
Yeah,
I don't think that's true. And you know what? I love Pentagon. I think he's great, and he's very polite.
That's why she was giving the matching really good review.
Yeah, right? It was overcompensating.
They're so good, and I've always thought as much.
Yeah.
What happened? Did you meet him?
Yeah.
And it was grand.
Yeah, it was grand.
What did he say about you, like talking shit about him?
Not much.
Did he stay beyond the handshake?
No.
Oh.
No. Like, they were just all very nice and polite, and they arrived actually as the show was starting, so everyone was...
Oh,
they
didn't get
right,
to look at
lads, right, okay, here's what you do, right? Well, no, I'm not going to say that. Sorry, people will actually do it. I'm not going to do it. It's kind of
okay, we'll just bottle that joke. Fine, whatever.
Sorry. I will. I'll bottle a joke for the sake of, like, yeah, no.
Okay, fine. Look, I'm going to move on to the questions just to save Rick.
Press pause there and tell us.
Right, I'm going to press pause. And we're not paused anymore. So.
I am so glad you bottled that joke.
Anyway, I'm going to hop straight into the questions. Tony Kenny comes in. At TKenny 2622. As Keen can tell you, I utterly fucked it not knowing Dragon Azteca. Right, I'm going to give you his context, right? Before, it was intermission, so we're waiting for Lucha Bros and Modern Hype. And I was talking about how much I miss Lucha Underground, how much I love it, how much it's arguably like the best wrestling promotion to ever exist, how I loved, you know, the stories and, you know, the characters. And that's why I love Pentagon. You know what I mean? Because I got to know his characters through that. And we're we're talking about all the different wrestlers and all that. And I was like, yeah, Pentagon, Rey Fénix, we get to see all them now and all. And he's like, yeah, like Mil Muertes. And like, what around to El Dragon Azteca? That's what he says to me. And I was like, El Dragon Azteca? Yeah, you know El Dragon Azteca, man. He's really good. Like, are we ever going to see him again? Like, he just kind of disappeared off the radar. I was like, you know, you're literally like less than 5 minutes away from seeing him wrestle in front of you, like centimeters away from you. Like, he is literally Ray Horace. Like, that's it. That happened.
Amazing.
My question is, have you ever mistaken a wrestler for another or not known a wrestler played a certain gimmick? So I have an answer for this, right? It was someone I knew. It wasn't actually me. It was like, again, it was, you know, just talking about whatever. I can't remember what show it was, but basically they were like, John Rock and Bronson Reed are...
I knew this was your answer. So,
I mean, despite the fact that Bronson Reed has changed absolutely nothing about his appearance, nothing about anything to do with him, nothing about his moveset, nothing, just his name. But I just threw this person off, and I just...
So many similarities.
Yeah, you know?
Strikes me of a young John Rock.
Shades of John Rock.
Hang on, that's not even exactly what happened. I just said that Big Rabbed looked like both Bronson Reed and Jonah Rock.
Why both of them?
Because I didn't realise they were the same.
Yeah, that's
so, I mean, have I stolen your answer then? Is there anyone you thought?
That's my answer.
I'm
sure it's happened to me in other situations.
Danny's ever noticed that Mr. Kennedy actually looks a lot like Mr. Anderson.
Oh yeah, it genuinely blew my mind when I found out Matt Cross was the same person as, what's his name in Lucha Underground?
Son of Havoc.
Son of Havoc.
No, you just reminded me of when Shane Strickland got unmasked in Lucha Underground, and it was like, oh my god, oh my god, it's Lieutenant Jeremy Strickland.
What? That got really weird. What? Now we can talk about it. They're gone. Did you not see that?
No. I'm blocked by a plant.
You're so lucky, because you get like, you'd hate this.
Yeah,
this would
be I would.
Your worst nightmare. You're in the right spot. We just had like a couple come in, and usually sometimes people come in, wait, they might be coming back in. Okay. Right, they're coming back in.
Okay, what are we going to do? I don't know.
So usually when Katie comes in, we're like, this is like when Katie comes in. But like, anyway, yeah, so we, yeah, so you, they're gone again. usually when people come in, they quickly realize, right, this is not where I'm supposed to be, and they leave. The couple just stood there for like several seconds and watched us record a podcast. And they just stood there politely, and they were just like, yeah, no.
Oh, that's okay, if you're being polite.
We'll settle here for the night. No, but it's like, when are you going to realise that, like...
What if they've gone to get, like, a drink and a basket of chicken wings and they come back and
I'm
pull
not
up a
ruling
chair?
It out.
Can
I'm
we let them on the podcast? That's my one rule. I don't mind. It's my podcast, actually, so I'm going to say yeah.
we've done that before. We literally had a drunk Scottish guy sing, like, racist songs on the an old episode of the Spandau before. It was quite
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully not the racist part, but, you know, I'm
no,
up for
I just assume they are, because they seemed a bit sectarian. Just saying, it's one of those, like, kind of, yeah, yeah.
We never mentioned Justy.
Well, we didn't ask Low Blow, so he'll just say the main show is shit.
Well, we're getting... I was getting to that. So, you know, you just completely derailed
Sorry. The
momentum.
Look, I just can't handle
Justy,
the abuse every week.
I didn't know Justy was... what's his name?
Machine...
Just in shape.
Gun Barrel Farrell.
Gun Barrel Farrell. Yeah, there you go. Grand. Right.
I didn't know Mike Knox was Nux in Impact. Trying to think who else. Who? I didn't know Travis Tomko was Tomko in TNA. That's a name I haven't said in a long time. Nice. But yeah, so I hope that answers your question, Tony. At littleman_1, silly question. There are no silly questions here, little man. If there's something that you need to get off your chest... If there is something that has been bugging you, just let it out on Ask Low Blows. But since when has Eric Young...
I read that and I thought Keane's going to say something funny to that.
But since when has Eric Young become a jobber with what he did in TNA to having one of the most dominant groups in NXT? Now he's jobbing out to Andrade. What has been his downfall since coming to the main roster? In my opinion, I'm just throwing it out there first... It's the fact that he's working for a company that has loads of wrestlers that are all fucking class. And in all honesty, as good as he is, better than him. Like you say, he got jobbed into Andrade. He should be. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. There's loads of wrestlers I look at where I'm like, potential champion, potential champion, potential champion. Is Eric Young somebody you put over at, like, all those other people?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not just saying this because he let down the bald Erics and broke my heart. The fact is, like, you can look at anyone, take anyone out as an individual at any point and go, wow, he's really underrated. He's really underutilized. He could be a champion. Why is he getting buried? Why is he a jobber now? But the reality is, they're in amongst a sea of talented wrestlers, and a lot of them deserve a spot that they're not going to get.
Ricochet is never going to be... a WWE champion, and at best he's probably going to get maybe one title match at a meaningless pay-per-view. And look at how fucking good Ricochet is. Do you know what I mean? Like, look at how good he is in the ring. Eric Young can't do like 10% of what Ricochet can do, and that's not a slate against Eric Young.
Yeah.
Eric Young's a really good wrestler. He deserves to be in WWE, but it's just a testament to the talent level.
Also, Eric Young is like, he's at the tail end of his career. I don't know how old he is, but he's, you know, doing whatever, like producing or whatever he's doing backstage. I don't know. I don't really follow the whole backstage.
I love Eric Young, and it's not often I say, like, I'm not usually one of the people, oh, you shouldn't have went to WWE. I don't think he should have went to WWE. I think he's such a strong personality. He could be killing it on the indies these days. Like,
would you want that though? You know what I mean? At this stage of his career, would you not just want your WWE paycheck?
Well,
you know what
me
I mean?
Selfishly, I would love to see Eric Young in the indies, because I think he'd be great on it. But I do understand why he's in WWE.
Keep getting them checks.
Eric Young was an unreal psycho character as well. I remember one time watching TNA, he ripped off a US Army veteran's prosthetic leg and choked me out with it. And it was gas.
I loved his gimmick where he just went around the streets locking up with people. Like, that sort of shit. Like, he's just a great character.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love if he even, like, was a manager on WWE.
He's like a mini Kurt Angle. Do you know what I mean? In that he could do like any character. If you needed him to be comedy, he could be the funniest guy on the roster. If you needed him to be like serious and like badass, he could do that too. I agree with what you're saying, but I have to say, I did think what they thought too. When I was watching him against Andrade, I was like, oh man, do you remember how much TNA used him? Do you remember how good he was, like comedy character in TNA? So like, I feel the same way as you feel. Little man, but like, yeah, it was just, yeah, it's that. There's no downfall though, it's just like Ian says, it's a stacked roster,
yeah,
the most stacked roster that's ever been in wrestling.
That's it, yeah. Thanks for the question, little man. At Brian Maniac, what is one thing from 2019 in wrestling you would, what is one thing from 2019 in wrestling would you send straight to hell?
Twitter.
Cancel culture.
yeah, people coming after people on Twitter and trying to cancel it, like wrestling, like again, there's an element of it that has gotten really toxic. The toxic fandom has kind of taken over in the same way like it did with Game of Thrones and Star Wars. Even though like when Game of Thrones kind of got toxic, people were like, haha, this is what happens in wrestling every week. And it's just like, yeah, and that's not good. Like people looking for an excuse to dislike the thing they're supposed to like. Again, like, and I'm not just saying this because there are listeners, but I think low blows and kind of the people who follow it are kind of away from that. And I think that's like... they're here right now. What we said earlier happened. And yeah, no, that'd be what I sent out.
And the nonces.
Probably them before the people giving out.
Actually, should be nonces number one. I'd get rid of the nonces.
No pedophiles.
The disproportionate amount of nonces in Brit Res.
I like, there's no topping that. I mean, other stuff like, I would like,
yeah, you can't turn around and be like people who wear grey tights. You want to get rid of them more than pedophiles.
So just to clarify, not a head of pedophiles. Just to add some more depth to this.
You don't start with nonsense, Katie.
Sorry,
you build up.
You don't start with nonsense. Episode title.
Not with OTT. Am I going to say the venue crisis because it's brought us to beautiful Tala? Kilnamana specifically, lovely.
Kilnamana with fire.
Yeah, Kilnamana.
Kilnamana with fire. Well, they do it themselves anyway.
Don't. Like, Kilnamana's lovely. Kilnamana's a lovely part. Don't you agree? Kilnamana's lovely.
I wish
there was more shops around it.
What?
I wish there was more shops around it.
There's a shopping centre right next to it.
You can buy Shreddies there.
Yeah.
Is that actual shopping centre?
Dunn's is in it.
We keep going to that shite garage.
The Maxwell. Why does everyone do that? They're like, right, I'm going to go to Maxwell. Why are you going to Maxwell? There's a big fuck off Dunn's right there. Like.
I actually, believe it or not, packed a lunch and brought it with me on Saturday because I didn't want to go to that Maxwell.
Go Dunn's. It's right there.
Didn't
it's
encourage
literally
me.
Right there.
Didn't encourage me to go to the Dunn's.
It's well, the more you know. But yeah, so I love how that's turned out for OTT. No offense, like I love the Tivoli, but I love Tala. But for Cork, for Phoenix, not being in the keynote is dog shit. And I would love if I was to take one thing out of 2019, it'd be the keynote changing ownership and Phoenix not being there. Because I miss it. I fucking miss going out to keynote and doing commentary. It's so fun. Yeah. So it was Cork's Tivoli.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. Worked.
We'll see what that plan for 2020 should be interesting. But yeah, that'd be mine. I got lost. Where am I? Oh, the question that... by the way, thanks for the question. At ChrisJack85, Survivor Series for Keane. Team OTT versus Phoenix versus Nordy.
We saved this for you last week.
Oh, thanks. No Team Fight Factory. All right, fine, whatever.
yeah, no.
I mean, if you...
Rude.
Yeah, rude. But okay. So I did put the effort into this, you know, because I know you saved this one for me, so I'm like, right, in McDonald's, we'll come up with something here. Team OTT. Angel Cruz, because I miss him. All right, Angel Cruz is deadly and I miss him. Charlie Sterling. I don't want to say I miss Charlie because he was a bad guy, but he was, you know, easily the most underrated wrestler in LTT. Yeah. And I think now that he's gone, like, everybody's showing his appreciation for him, which is really nice. And I do hope he comes back. I think it'd be so cool. So Angel Cruz, Charlie Sterling, CT Flexer, because he's an absolute beast, yeah. Russell Dempster, I'll get to that in a sec. And OTT champion, Danny Cross. So it's those five. against Team Phoenix. Again, no Fight Factory here, so I had to kind of work around it. The Midcard Mafia aren't really, like, Phoenix wouldn't be their home promotion as such, but it was the only way I could put them in. So all four members of the Midcard Mafia and Mr. Charity, Team Phoenix. Team Nordy, Magico, Tommy McNulty, because he's a beast. Gavin Fitz and Eddie Stone, again, it'll make sense. And Terry Thompson from Pro Wrestling Ulster. Right. Simply because you knew that, like, whenever you heard, I am the one and only, you knew shit was going to go down. And he'd come out and, like, have the best titantron ever. Look it up if you're not familiar with it. Man, I miss Pro Wrestling Ulster. But, yeah. So it's basically, I listed out the five. It's 5v5v5. The story of the match is Gavin Fitz and Eddie Stone are very angry because Russell Dempster is on Team OTT and he's neglected Team Nordy for Team OTT. And Team Phoenix get the clean sweep. So thanks for thanks for the question. I hope it worked out for
you. So they just explode. What happens to Eddie Sterling?
Well, he gets pinned, doesn't he? Clean skin sweep. Like.
All right, fair. That's a stupid question, yeah.
Thanks a lot for... I actually do love questions like that, so please keep asking.
It was a funny gag he couldn't turn down.
I really hope that's how it's played.
He's not rejecting your question. He just couldn't resist.
Thank you so much. Tristan. Shit, okay. Tristan M. Carroll. M. I never noticed that in his Twitter handle before, but it is there.
What's it stand for?
Mary.
Marion.
Marion. Tristan Mary Carroll. I really hope that it's that.
And it is now, because we've said it on it.
There you go. Yeah. Tristan Mary Carroll.
Okay. have you ever made a style choice based on something you saw in wrestling? For example, every lad in a leather jacket when Balor debuted in NXT. Mine is shaving my head because Jon Moxley looked better after he did.
I am a marketer's dream. Everything I do is influenced by something I have seen. I haven't got an original thought in my head, to be honest. Vale reminds me of this all the time. I dyed my hair red for 8 years because Alita, like, literally saw her on Heat. I was like, fuck it, that's me.
That's why.
The
old Katie Harvey, like, mad gin red hair.
Oh, yeah, that's because Alita.
That's Alita. Oh,
that's Alita all over. I used to make tops out of fishnets to wear, and I used to wear the cargo pants, and I used to wear, like, the Vans and stuff. I used to just dress like her constantly. Like. Yeah, but, like, in wrestling, I remember tweeting a couple of years ago, making fun of everyone for the leather jacket thing and the compression sleeves, and because Finn Balor wore one, and all of a sudden all these wrestlers started wearing compression sleeves. And then he took it off one day, and I made a tweet just saying, haha, I wonder how many wrestlers' elbows injuries will heal now that Finn Balor doesn't wear a compression sleeve. Well, that tweet did not age well for me, because I now, in fact, have to wrestle in a compression sleeve. And this popped up on Twitter for me a while ago, and I was like, oh, that did not age well.
Amazing.
So apologies to all those wrestlers out there suffering with elbow injuries. It's probably not all fake.
We also got a question in. I think this is next week. I'm going to get to it. But about instant karma. Like, that was a slow burn, but
there you go. That was a couple of years in the making.
Fashion choices. Balor is, Balor's one. Not even that, like I just, like, I look at people's, like, hairstyles and beard and stuff like that. Like, when he grew the beard out, I was like, that actually looks good. So, like, I don't like my beard short now, but, like, I grew it out there over last Christmas, and I was like, yeah, I like it. I like the thick layered beard. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go for that for a while. Also, as well, like, I like the fade he does in his hair, so, yeah. It's cool. It's not like I'm trying to look like Finn Balor, because good luck with that. But, like, he makes good choices, and I like to copy people who make good choices.
I'm the opposite. I don't know. I just, unless they're wearing red hoodies, jeans, I don't think I'm going to be copying any of them, you know what I mean? Like, it's, even hair, it's like, I look at a wrestler with long hair, I'd be like, oh, that looks dead. Like, Seth Rollins with a blonde streak in it. But I don't want it, you know what I mean? It's his thing, you know what I mean? I don't want to copy him, you know what I mean? Like, this... Because I feel like if I ever tried to copy a wrestler's style or fashion, it would just be a shitter version of someone else. You know what I mean? Like,
that's true.
So, it's just, I'm not really into copying people's stuff, really.
Do you have, like, this is something I think I've always wondered, but I don't think I've ever asked you. Did, like, you know the way you have long hair now? Does it, like, was that influenced by wrestlers having long hair when you were young, where you, like, that's cool, I want that?
I don't know.
That's what wrestlers look like.
I don't know. Because I remember, I always wanted to grow my hair when I was, like 9, 10. I would have watched a lot of wrestling and stuff, and, like, I think, again, I don't know if it was because of that. Maybe that might have played a part of it.
Right.
And, Because I do remember, it was more like, I remember when I had like, whatever, when I'd be like backyard wrestling, and obviously I had long hair, I'd be thinking like, oh, I'm Jeff Hardy or I'm Shawn Michaels. But I think it was more that I happened to have long hair and right. think that. Do you know what I mean? Like, but yeah, did I ever get, I'm trying to think, when I was younger, when I got like fucking, I don't know, like, I'm pretty sure one time I wore the John Cena, like, the John Cena necklace, you know, the, what's that thing?
He brought this into and, Low Blows before.
And the foam knuckles, yeah, brass knuckles, yeah, I would have worn them once or twice, but we're going back with that, like, good stuff, though.
Dean, I want to see you dress up as, like, LAX for, like, a Low Blows party or something like that. That'd
horrific.
Be amazing.
Absolutely
amazing.
Horrific. So, let me see, I think, thanks for question, Tristan.
Tristan Mary.
Tristan, I can't even speak. My brain is so, so worn out. Right, so we have two questions that are kind of the same, if I'm not mistaken.
No,
they're not the same. Sorry, David. Yeah, okay, never mind. John, at Mr. Lindeblock. Top three Christmas films. Man. For me, it's Die Hard, Love Actually, and Scrooged. I've never watched a film, so.
Have you never watched a Christmas movie?
I mean, I know this answers the questions coming later, but the Father Ted Christmas special is that's it.
Right.
I don't care what else comes on. That's all it is to me. Do you know what I mean?
What have you? Oh yeah, even wrestling movies. Well, like there's wrestling Christmas specials. That's another question.
Well, wrestling Christmas specials are like the bad holiday theme. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't really watch them either.
That's fair. All right, Christmas movies.
My all-time favorite is The Grinch. It's just I watch it every year and. The older I get, the more I identify with the Grinch.
The Jim Carrey one.
The Jim Carrey one. Right, yeah, so good. I always watch Charlie and the Chocolate, or Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory on Christmas Day.
Ah.
I don't know why. It's always on TG Cahir at 10 a.m. every single year, so I always watch it. I know it's not a Christmas film, but every year me and my brothers used to watch Rush Hour 1 on Christmas Eve.
What the fuck?
So, like, in my head, that's... I don't know why. Like, we're all big Jackie Chan fans and we used to watch it every Christmas Eve. I don't know. So that's kind of a Christmas film in my head. So yeah, they're probably my Christmas films.
Die Hard for me. Yeah, that's an absolute must around Christmas. It's a Wonderful Life. That's my Christmas morning movie. Love it. It's just like, that's like every Christmas morning you just need to, would you hear that For All Anxiety at the end? It's like, now I can Christmas. Now it's fine to. One that I have really good memories of is Up. Watching that on Christmas Day with the family. That'll always remind me of, like, happy Christmas moments. Like, as we all just sat there, like, the bunch of us, like, vegged out after Christmas dinner. Absolutely, like, flatlined in front of the telly. And we all just had a cry together. Like, it was really nice. Like, and even, like, me dad and me uncle, like, he'll probably hate me saying this in the podcast. But they're very, like, manly men. Like, me dad is an ex-Garda and me uncle's a fireman. Like, they're manly men. And we all just sat there and had a cry. Like, I think I was a wrestler at the time. And it was just like, this is so emotional. So that'll be there for me. Elf is really good too.
Elf, yeah.
Yeah, Elf, you can't go
very
wrong.
Underrated Christmas movie, Fred Claus, with Vince Vaughn in it.
Oh, I haven't
very
seen it.
Very funny and very silly. That's a good one to watch.
Arthur Christmas, underrated Christmas movie as well. What else is there? I know you said three, but just I'm trying to get in.
I'll watch it in Christmas with the Cranks. I pop for that. It's so stupid.
National Lampoon's is a very good one. Jingle All the Way, you can't go wrong.
Jingle All the Way.
Home Alone. Yeah. Yeah, there's so many of them. Yeah, this is great. Actually, as well, like Sky like released their Christmas movies there if you've got the movies. And they have all of them. They have all the Christmas movies. It's class. They've done really well. And Netflix controversy deleted The Grinch. Like, on November 30th, like, what the fuck? What is that, lads? Just one
bold
job.
Move.
Yeah, I don't even think it was, like, a bold move. I think they just, like, lost the rights. And then they're like, shit. And then he did it on the quiet, and then, no, people noticed.
Yeah, like, my tradition isn't really watching movies. I like to game on Christmas. That's always been my thing.
Oh.
So, like, it's weird. I can remember what I've done on, like, different Christmases.
No,
like, what games
great.
I played specifically. Like, I remember, like, I don't know, like, I played Minecraft a lot of Christmas as well.
Right.
It's a proper, like, I don't know why, it's just a relaxing, like, Christmas game for me. Because career mode can get proper intense.
Right.
Career can get proper intense. Do you know what I mean? Like, so, I think there's a question on that later, so we'll get to that in a second. But, yeah, no, even when I was younger, getting the new GTA and all. So it's like, because I spend my time doing that, I don't tend to watch movies on Christmas.
Did I ever tell you about the time I went for a run on Christmas Day and ended up in hospital?
You deserve that. Why do you go on a run on Christmas? Like?
See, because usually at Christmas, all I do is eat, read, and watch TV. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go for a run this Christmas. But I didn't dress appropriately. I went running in a Christmas jumper, got incredibly sick, and ended up in hospital the next day with like a form of pneumonia.
Oh, fuck. I think you like fell or something.
No. Like, I just got incredibly sick and had to get an ambulance to the house on Stevens this morning because they thought I had like pneumonia. It turns out I actually got whooping cough, which lasts for months.
Bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Like, but it's not pneumonia, so it's grand. But yeah, I ended up spending Stevens' day in the hospital.
Jesus
And
Christ.
You know what Phil did? Took a fucking picture of me being taken into the ambulance, put it on Facebook, and then said, oh, Katie just lost her first ambulance match.
Legend.
Which was a funny joke to my wrestler friends, to my concerned family also on Facebook, who then start blowing up my dad's phone, being like, what the fuck happened, Katie? So yeah, that's how I spent Christmas 1 year.
Oh, that's hilarious. I like the way as well, like, you look at that and be like, well, obviously it's not that bad, like, but then, like, it was.
Yeah, whooping cough, like, which bad. Apparently I thought was an 1800s disease for children.
It pretty much is, which makes it funny.
Yeah, of all things to get, like. Yeah. Actually, yeah, no, it's like, that's actually random that happens at Christmas a lot. I don't know why, but like, people that, like, tend to get sick, like, family members and stuff on Christmas. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Like, last year, my whole family had, like, a mad flu at Christmas, and it kind of ruined the whole thing.
It's probably because it's cold.
Yeah.
It's actually really common as well that if you're stressed and work a lot, when you finally take a break, your body just breaks down and gets sick. It's actually more common than you think.
Interesting.
Yeah, I have heard that before.
But yeah, that's not related to the question, but thanks anyway.
Top three Christmas movies.
But thanks for the question, John. At Stagmore 13, who loves women's wrestling, by the way. Huge women's wrestling fan.
There are people in his job who are like, who listen to this as well. And they have like told like other people in the job, they're like, that he's not a sexist. But like, everyone has started coming up to Chris now and just going, sexist, bit sexist. That's a bit sexist. Like, people who don't listen to Low Blows.
I'd say Chris put out a tweet over the last few days putting Sandman in his place.
Poor Chris. Sorry, Chris.
But thanks for not being sexist. That's a good thing. Are you taking your annual break for Christmas? If so, let us know so I can make time to watch Wrestling Twitter for inevitable nuclear explosion that goes off when you take a break.
Oh, do you guys know this? This is like a thing with Low Blows that's going back years.
No, I don't.
Every time we take a break with Low Blows, every time we go off for a couple of weeks, like, literally the next day, like, wrestling blows up. Like, do you remember, like, the most memorable one for me was me and Don went off years ago, and like the next day was the day the guy shot up the performance center, and then like Jimmy Snuka died, and like everything happened within the next few weeks. And it's like, we literally, like, we were just tweeting out, we're like, we have to come back, don't we? we have holidays and stuff, like, we actually can't, but like,
is this like when we did that Game of Thrones podcast and I was like, fine, and then
yes, Eric exactly, Owen exactly.
Won the tag titles, Alison Kay you've lived won the this. Title.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Won the titles.
That's a like, thing. It's a, like, Low Blows thing that goes back to the very start of Low Blows.
Well, hopefully nothing bad happens. I personally prefer an Eric Rowan title run over you know what I mean.
Well, this is
someone dying.
This is why I can exclusively reveal that for the benefit of everyone in the wrestling world, we won't be missing a Wednesday show. There'll be Wednesday shows right through. Now, look,
Rick literally is like on Christmas Day morning. It's a Wednesday. Don't talk to your family. Don't talk to your family. I'm grabbing you by the throat. Yep. Take you out of your house.
Yeah.
Before,
no,
just as I'm going down to get my Christmas presents from Santa, he intercepts me, drags me out of the hall door, and then he holds
take
me
Katie
hostage.
Out of the ambulance.
Yeah. And he holds us hostage literally in the Low Blows HQ until Christmas is over. That's how it works. It's pretty mad, like.
So we will, like, we'll obviously be breaking it up a little bit. So on the 18th, we're going to have, because Christmas is on a Wednesday this year, and New Year's. On the 18th, we're going to have our annual Blowy Awards. We're going to be doing our show where we talk about the nominees. Really looking forward to that. We're going to talk about it. On the 25th, we're going to have the Best of Low Blows. So guys, I actually need your help there. Like, if you can think of moments that you thought, I've got a fair idea now. It was actually a really good year when I'm thinking back for, like, best of moments. But if you've got moments that you want, even in Game of Low Blows and stuff like that, and Ask Low Blows, because we're going to do a Best of Ask Low Blows too. If you've got moments that you want in, get in on that. And on the first of on New Year's Day, we're going to do a Wrestle Kingdom special. So there won't be regular shows after next week. Next week's our last regular show of the year. Yeah. Holy shit, like, it's really close to Christmas. But we will have shows every Wednesday still. I think since we've come back last January, like January a year ago, so nearly 2 years now, I think there's been a show every Wednesday. Now, we haven't always been here at the tape every Wednesday, but I think there has been. So that will continue. So don't worry, guys. With no rest and break, no one's going to die.
All right. Thanks for the question, Chris. at Alan Tarr. Should Star Wars be watched in released order 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, or canon order 1 to 6? And if you're introducing somebody who hasn't seen Star Wars before, what order would you tell them to watch? I did not know they released them. I thought it was 1 to 6.
No. You know, why did they do that? You know, the first batch were released in the 70s.
Right.
And then...
did they remaster them, or is that...
No,
like,
no, and then they filmed prequels in, like, the 2000s. Or 90s, 2000s.
Early 2000s. I think 2000s. Phantom Menace was 99, I think. Yeah.
What's the last one? Was not Star Wars. Like,
but now there's standalone films coming out. Yeah. Things like Rogue One and stuff are standalones that are just picking tiny plot points from the 1 to 6.
But they also have, like, they're doing, they like, so they did 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9. So, yeah. Like, 9 is coming out, the last one. Yeah. So, like, the recent ones that you're seeing coming out, there are the standalones like Katie's talking about, but then there's actual ones that continue the story. That makes sense. The story's ending in a couple of weeks now. That's the end of this. What way would you go?
I would go 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3 for the reasoning of just the quality of the films. I think it would be too hard to go from the new ones back to the old ones, even story-wise. So I think that's what I'd do.
I heard this discussed, and we're going to do, actually, over the Christmas, there's going to be a special Star Wars episode, and that's with Jerry. That's his big thing. Both me and him are going to rank our Star Wars movies, so stay tuned for that. But, like, I think if you're watching them now, you should watch at the start and watch in canonical order. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then fit in Solo and Rogue One in before episode 4. But if you're starting someone out, I've heard a really interesting one. Because again, you can't... the first two movies, episode 1 and 2, which are prequels, are the worst two movies. So if someone watches episode 1 and 2 as the first movies, they're shit. So I heard a suggestion there recently where the best way to watch Star Wars for the first time is to watch episode 4 and 5 and get to the Luke, I am your father twist, and then start back and watch the prequels and watch the build up towards Darth Vader and how he becomes who he is when you know that twist, and then go into 6, the grand finale, and then 7, 8, 9 naturally follows 6 anyway, so that makes sense. But that's a good way for people like starting out to watch.
I think just shuffle it and just spice it up a bit, you know what I mean? Like, do a bit of 5, 2, 4, 3, you know what I mean? Just be like, just like run
it. It's not a formation. But
5-4-1 solid at the back, you know what I mean? Build for it. just pick it out of a hat, like, you know, numbers out of a hat, and I think Katie agrees with me as a film scholar that that's what you should do. So I'm gonna skip to the next one. Thanks, Liam. At Joe Stodge, what's the most only in rural Ireland thing you've ever seen? Below is mine.
Does he mean cocaine?
No,
they have that in the city.
He had a picture.
Oh, below. It's below.
It's an egg vending machine.
Oh, right. Yeah, I did see this.
With free range eggs for sale, 15 eggs for €3. And then it's like lockers with the eggs in them. It does not look appealing. And it's outside a petrol station. And then they have like a little one of those 99 ice cream cone things where they're advertising it. It's, yeah, it is. It is fairly fucking Irish. I'm going to retweet it now, actually. I didn't get a chance. The most Irish thing.
This is a really random thing that I do. So basically, like, I sometimes go on daft.ie and look up houses that I'm not going to buy anytime soon for no reason. Like, if I can't sleep on a Sunday night because I'm stressed, I'm college next morning, I'm like, you know what would be great right now? Daft.ie. Yeah. Daft.ie. So I go on and I look up areas where I know people from there. So it's like, because I'm just curious, you know what I mean? So I was like, obviously I know lots of different parts of Dublin, and then like, I know somebody from Glenealy, which is in the middle of nowhere, so I'm like looking at Glenealy. I was looking at where else? I can't think off the top of my head, but I've lots of family from Virginia and Cavan.
Right.
Oh, that's where all the mam side family is from.
Yeah.
So I was looking up I look up, I don't care about the houses in the middle. What I care are the most expensive and the least expensive. I was on the most expensive and I was like, whoa, you can get mansions in Virginia for like a tenner. This is mad. But the least expensive is so funny, right? It's like a derelict fucking shack. And you know the way, if you've ever read a description on not just staff.de, but any property thing, they'll be like, a lovely secluded area, a lovely secluded whatever. You could literally upload your own shit. Sell your own shit in a field. And they'll be like, in a secluded area or whatever. It's a nice peaceful setting, you know, whatever. In this, the description was literally, it's been derelict for a few years, so there's actually no air code. The air code for the neighbor across the road is, is this. I'm like, that's... Yeah, I don't think you'd see that in Dublin.
Oh, I love it. I love property porn. For me, it'd be, what is it? Every time I ever have to stop like a car and wait as the farmer shepherds cattle across the road, yeah. I'm like, I can't believe, and I don't know why I can't believe, but I'm like, it's 2019. How does this still happen? I don't know why that wouldn't happen in 2019, but that's the instant thing that I thought. I'm not angry. I think it's funny and hilarious and quite endearing, but that'd be it for me.
Well, like, I grew up in it. Village in the countryside, so a lot of stuff that I thought was really normal I discovered wasn't, you know, when I bring friends from the city out or like move to Dublin. Things like my local pub didn't allow women in the bar until a couple of years ago.
What
we weren't allowed in the bar.
So like, it was just like lads and you're
like, I'd go in and like either my dad or my brother would be at the bar being like, get out. And like, there was just never any women in the bar. We just weren't allowed in.
Like,
we'd go into the lounge.
It feels like this is something that they just told you.
No,
Katie, we would let you sit with us, but like, there's no women.
There was never like, they used to make such a big deal of women being in the bar. Like, it wasn't like, obviously they didn't have a plaque on the wall being like, no women, but like, it was just an unwritten thing that women didn't go to the bar. You'd arrive as a group at the pub, and the men would go to the bar and the women would go to the lounge, and then the bar stretches across both. So like, the men would send the drinks into the women at the bar, because obviously we don't buy our own drinks. And like, that's your Saturday night. And then everyone meets together in the car park to get a taxi to Bray to go to the nightclub, or to go to someone's house where someone would bring out an accordion to sing Garth Brooks. And that is like every session of my teenage years.
I'm just picturing like what happens, like a woman from Dublin actually accidentally walks into the bar and all the lads like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Now, I made my student film in this pub because I made my student film about this phenomenon, right? And two girls I had working on my film, one was black and one was gay, and they went into the bar. And they said they walked in and the whole place went silent, and it was just loads of owl lads drinking Guinness staring at them because like, these weirdos had walked into the bar. They said they felt so uncomfortable they wouldn't go back in without me.
Jesus.
So I had to go back in and like, you know. It's a lovely village. It's just like a little bit stuck in its ways. Yeah. And the best thing is like, everyone goes there on Christmas Eve. We all go to Mass and then we go to the pub on Christmas Eve every year. I've done it for like literally my entire life. And
but never in the bar.
Never in the bar. It's always the exact same. Amazing. Like, I'm 30 years old. I live in Dublin. But when I go there, I go to the lounge.
That's
and Phil
fantastic.
Goes to the bar.
That is
that's
fantastic.
So weird.
That's amazing.
I'm sure it's not the only place still like that.
Well, it's definitely a rural thing, though. so I'm glad we got a fucking solid answer for your question, Joe. Yeah.
I was not expecting a really sexist answer.
Yeah.
You see why I'm like this,
yeah,
though, right?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. It makes sense now. It's all adding up.
But at Spudinho90 comes in with a fucking banger of a question. Have you ever had a fondness or dislike of a football player solely due to playing FIFA or Football Manager, regardless of real life performance? I still love Ramirez from his performances in my Arsenal team in Football Manager 07. I have a lot. Like, I think back to the earliest feet. Well, first of all, do you have a... Is there anyone that you can think of?
Yeah, like, my answer, I was like, shit, I can't top what Keane's going to do. Yeah. This is a key question. Like, I can't get mad at Paul Pogba, like, no matter what he does for United, because that lad put in a shift for me. He was my backbone in, like, my three... we won the Champions League with him. Paul Pogba brought the Champions League back to Man United as captain in my career mode last year. So I can't be angry with him. Like, no matter what he does, the man is a god to me. Like, that's it. If we sold him, I'd be really disappointed. He's terrible for Man United. He's terrible in real life. But, like, he did the job for me. So that's all that matters.
Okay, do you have an answer, first of all?
No.
Yeah, okay. Well, now you know what it's like when there's a film question in.
It's like the karmic payment.
Yeah. Right, so my earliest example of this came in the late 2000s FIFA, right? FIFA, remember when they first brought in League of Ireland? So it would have been like FIFA 08. And I remember I couldn't score frees in FIFA. I was so shit at it. Like, this is, I'd get it. Ronaldo, Juninho, Roberto Carlos. I'd be taking free kicks with all of them, Pirlo, everyone, skying them. Or I'd, like, tap the wall, or I'd go straight at the keeper. And Declan Byrne, it's a shout out to you, man. basically, I was Shamrock Rovers. Don't know why, but it was a League of Ireland game. And I got a free, and I was like, ah, cool. I didn't think much of it. Stephen Rice stands up to take it. I'm like, let's do this. I'm thinking he's going to just fucking, not even sky. I think he's just going to like hit the corner flag or something. I just tap circle, boots it straight into the top corner. First player I've ever scored a free kick with on FIFA. I screamed. I celebrated. The replay is probably boring as shit. It's probably just an average free kick. But to me, I'm like, oh, fuck. And I kept scoring frees with him. I don't know what it was. So he's always got a place in my heart. I don't know where he is now. Fast forward a few years. FIFA 12, 13. I played some other lad. I was UCD. He was Barcelona. I won 3-2 with a Graeme Rusk hat-trick. Who's Graeme Rusk? Don't know. He's probably doing accounting right now. He's probably got... He has left the world of football. I put money on it. But the fact is, he always has a place in my heart because he did that. career modes, though, where you get the real emotional attachment to people, right? There's two career modes that stand out to me just off the top of my head. Wolves. I had a crazy career mode at Wolves that I should not have done. Emotionally.
You told me about this before,
yeah,
I remember.
Yeah. Emotionally, this got to me. Like, when I'd lose, I'd get really fucking down. Like, really, really. Like, I'd be taking out on people in real life. Like, I got really down, but the highs were really fucking high. So, we started in League One because it was the year they got relegated to League One. They got promoted. That was actually really easy. And it took me seasons and seasons to get promoted to the Premier League. Couldn't do it. I lost 2 playoff finals and didn't go back and reset it. I took it like a man and it hurt. But then when I finally got promoted, it was amazing. I ran out onto the road where like my friends were out playing. I started crying and screaming. But the following year, right, we're in a relegation battle. Most people don't have the stomach for a relegation battle, and I understand why. The only time I've ever been in a career mode relegation battle, it is demoralising. Made it to Christmas without a single point, right? And then we fought back. We fought back with Danny Ings, who I signed, because he was going to be the next fucking, I don't know, like Bobby Moore or some shit at the time. Brought in Danny Ings. But I'll never forget, it came down to the final fucking day. If we, we had to win, and Bolton had to not win. That was it. So Bolton drew nil all. Can't remember who they were playing, but they drew nil all. But we were also drawn. And it came to the last minute. Bakary Sacko gets through. Gets past one. Gets past another one. And oh my god, I fucking booted it into the top corner. Absolute fucking screamer, right? And when I mean screamer, I don't mean it was a screamer because it was an amazing goal. I mean screamer because I fucking screamed. I screamed so loud that my man was like, "Key, are you alright?" I was like, ah, ah, ah. And I probably had like a wee, stayed up like partying and everything. Like 17th place. I swear to god, my heart was racing. And I got relegated the following season and sacked. I have to go Derby, but we'll forget about that.
Difficult second season.
And just one final one. I'm sorry for extending this, but I'm really into this. For one final one, last year would it have been, or the year before, I did a career mode with Port Vale. And this is funny as fuck. It's relevant to today because yesterday, there's a striker that Port Vale have called Tom Pope, and he put out a tweet saying about six months ago saying John Stones is so shit that if I played John Stones every week, I'd score 40 a season. Port Vale have drawn Manchester City in the FA Cup third round. And everyone's bringing back this tweet, and it's so funny. Tom Pope is a hero of mine. I was trying to get promoted to Port Vale. Don't remember the details, but basically it all came down to this. Fella scored a bicey at the edge of the box from a corner on like ultimate career mode difficulty. Like, nice. How do you do that? A League 2 player. And like, he was getting old, but he'd still, like, he was like, you know when players are declining, you're like 66, 65, 64, as the games go on, the rating goes down, you're like, oh man, I'm dreading this day, I'm so sorry. Yeah. But he kept performing, and I was like, man, nice. Tom Pope. And then Gavin Gunning, solid as fuck at the back. And I'm sure there's millions more I could talk about. I haven't even touched on pro clubs. Another question for another day. Yeah. But yeah, the answer is yes. Yes, I do. And if these lads ever made it to the big time, you know what I mean? Tom Pope or Gavin Gunning, I actually mentioned them a few weeks back, but yeah. It's weird. Career mode is so fun, man. So fun.
We've got a guy that I work with who's like a young lad, but like he's like, he loves the job, and I describe him as relentlessly enthusiastic. that's how I would describe you when you're on a roll like that. Relentlessly.
Oh man, it's just literally like FIFA just touches a nerve, you know what I mean?
I get it.
And that was the second last question, because the last question is a surprise question for both of you that neither of you were ready for. So, yeah, it comes from Keith Hanley. Shout out to Keith.
Bittersweet GNM on Twitter.
Let me open up the DM. I would have had this ready if I was a professional, but I'm not. So, Liverpool won. Fuck. Sorry, I have put my phone in airplane mode and now I'm getting all these notifications in. So, excuse me. It's a quick fire round, essentially. Now, it says quick fire, but if something causes a scrap, it causes a scrap. You know what I mean? But we'll try and make it quick and see how it goes.
Okay. Is it like general knowledge or is it an opinion? Chris?
It's opinion. It's all opinion. Okay. So, right, let's begin. Noodles or rice?
Rice.
Tato or hunky dories?
Hunky dories.
What flavour though? This isn't that. This
cheese
is my question.
Cheese and onion.
Pedophiles.
Buffalo. I'm having soup.
Buffalo is the only way I could accept like a hunky dories over a Tato answer. Do you know what I mean? Because you're Irish. Tato's part of your identity, and I'm a Pringles man.
You weren't here last week for when I described using hunky dories on my sandwich. So
takes it very serious. Her hunky dories is you with FIFA.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, man! Like Buffalo, I get, because Buffalo, it's not really like there's no real Pringle equivalent to that. Do you know what I mean? Like Buffalo, they kill that. They're really good at that.
They have Pringles be on that one separate area.
But like their cheese and onion isn't cheese and onion; it's sour cream and onion.
Yeah,
and it's shitter good version of Pringles.
Look how quickly this quickfire got derailed.
Yeah. See what I mean? Look, and we're on question two. but yeah, so you're saying hunky dories. I'm going to say Tato. And I'm not going to... by the way, if I skip one, it's because I've noted like noodles or rice, like if I asked. Yeah. Like as if I'm going to have an opinion on that.
You know what I
mean? Yeah. WWE or AEW?
WWE.
AEW.
Oh. See, this is tough for me, right? I'm thinking like the Royal Rumble, WrestleMania. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's so from that perspective.
That's my childhood.
Yeah. I'm thinking new and shiny.
Yeah.
like a magpie.
From that perspective, I'm picking WWE. But from current form and the fact that it's like, who do I want to see succeed right now? I'm like, you have a choice. Which do you watch first? AEW or NXT? I watch AEW.
I watch NXT.
Yeah. So I'm going to go AEW right now, but that could easily change. I'm not.
Can I pick WCW?
No.
Okay.
Easy one. Chicken or beef?
Chicken.
Yeah. Father Ted or The Office? Oh man,
Father Ted. Never seen
fuck,
The Office.
Thank fucking God.
Yeah, The Office I love. Like that's tougher than I thought, but like it is.
You don't
Ted.
You don't all put day. Anything over Father all Ted. Day, sorry. Day, yeah. Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
Pepsi.
I'm Pepsi.
Pepsi's the devil.
No.
You're the devil. But I'm not like,
do you remember Pepsi Twist? That was one of my favourite drinks of all time.
Pepsi Max. That's a goat. Mm-mm. Pepsi Max is sexy. I love Pepsi.
No,
it is though. No. I love all, do you know what, like I don't, again, I'm not, like, I love Coke and Pepsi, like, I'm not, like, overly passionate about this, but I think Pepsi's nicer. It's
Pepsi,
nicer.
I always, like, Coke, I'm, like, I'm addicted to this. When I start drinking it, it is tasty, and I'm, like, I'm addicted to it. But Pepsi, I always remark, I'm like, this is nice, I'm gonna drink this more.
No, if someone offers me Pepsi, I'm personally insulted in a restaurant.
Really?
If I'm, like, can I have a Coke, and they're like, is Pepsi okay? I'm like, absolutely fucking not.
You're going to arrive here next week with six Pepsis waiting for you, just in your spot.
I hate Pepsi. I cannot handle it.
That's a nice Christmassy tradition I forgot I used to do. I'm going to do it again. I used to just buy like massive crates of like Coke or Pepsi or whatever was there. Well, I might do that again.
There you go.
Thanks for reminding me. I'm really enjoying it.
Also, I don't drink either out of a bottle. I only drink cans.
It tastes nicer out of a can.
Cans or glass bottles. I don't drink bottles.
The bottle can get kind
of
sweaty.
I just don't like the impracticality of cans. I feel like I have to drink it there and then.
Yeah, whereas, only if I'm at home, can. If I'm out, bottle. Brett or Owen?
Brett.
Owen.
I'd say because I'm going with Brett. I feel like Brett because he was kind of like, you know, the small man at a time when there was like, I know he's not even that small, but for his time, you know what I mean? I feel like he was more kind of influential. I feel like we never got to see Owen complete his career. So we never got to see, like, do you know what I mean, what he could have been.
We didn't get to see the bitter old man either. So, like, Owen seems sounder as well.
Well, if that's what you're grading it on, you know, that's fine. Like, I'm going to go with Brett. But there's no real wrong. I'm not overly passionate. There's no wrong answer here. But you went with?
Brett.
Oh, okay. Stew or Cuddle?
Oh, I don't
stew.
Like either.
Stew.
I
like a bit of stew.
I'm actually with Katie on this. Black or white?
Black.
It feels racist.
Yeah, it didn't really give much context. But I'm going to say, like, if I'm thinking, like, the colour on, like, clothes or, like, on posters or on, you know.
I'd wear black more, yeah.
I think
slimming.
Black's a cooler, like, it's just a cooler colour.
White makes you feel like you're in a cult.
What?
White makes you feel like you're in a cult.
White stresses me out. I'm like, I'm going to get ketchup.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's
this.
A great, yeah,
this
okay.
It's not going to work.
Poached egg, scrambled egg, or fried egg? Easter.
He doesn't secret fourth.
Yeah, he doesn't clarify here if he's talking about Harry Potter or like Graham Potter, the manager of Brighton Hove Albion.
Harry Potter.
He just says Potter or Lord of the Rings.
Potter, neither. Eat all day, every day.
Neither.
I've never seen either.
What the fuck? I'm in the same boat as Katie again. This is weird.
Potter, like, it changed lives.
I might watch Harry Potter this Christmas, though. Apparently it is something I'd like.
No, read the books. Or listen to the audiobook, Stephen Fry. You get to hang out with Stephen Fry for hours and hours.
I've just committed to 2 new podcasts, so I don't have a lot of listening time.
What new podcast?
Tell Him Steve Dave.
I've heard of it, I haven't listened.
And I'm back listening to My Favourite Murder.
Okay.
So, Justy versus Devlin. Oh, but, or, sorry, Justy or Devlin. But, of course, weekly mention. Justy. Jordan Devlin.
No, like, we have to give Justy his due. I'd also pick Jordan.
I'm gonna pick Justy so he doesn't direct his abuse at me this week.
I feel like he'd be more like angry. I feel like if I picked him over Devlin,
condescending bitch.
Justy gets pissed off when you don't acknowledge him, but also gets pissed off when you do you over acknowledge him.
Like, because I don't want to be like,
why would you say that? Why would, he's clearly a better wrestler than me. Why would you say that?
You know what I mean? You know, like the whole,
I can hear the rant.
I love women's wrestling. I love it. It's the best ever. So I love Justy. Just better than Devlin. Better than Devlin. You know what I mean?
Okay, Jordan.
I'm gonna go. But I'm gonna go with Jordan Devlin. I don't care if he's a WWE. He's still the fucking man. Yeah. That's just my
say, I don't care. I'm not afraid of Justy.
But actually, I'm afraid of Justy. But Rollins or Reigns.
Reigns.
Yeah. Sopranos or The Wire?
Sopranos.
Never seen either.
Easy.
Yeah, neither have I.
I'll take your word for it. Sorted out. Skybox sets.
No. Red Bull or Monster?
Monster.
Red Bull.
Lucasade Sport.
Lucasade. I have in front of me here. Lucasade Sport. But Boost if we're going specifically that. If we're going Bull Piss, I'm going Boost.
Barry's or Lions?
Don't drink tea.
Lions.
Sorry, you just reminded me about, listen to the Phoenix Wrestling podcast today, the Not Our Water one, and Marion was saying how, like, his friend got into a fight called the Battle of the Teabags because his surname was Barry and then another friend of his was Lion. So, like, they got to a fight, it was like the Battle of the Teabags.
Oh, I need to listen to that, I love that joke.
Sweet or savory?
Savory.
Sweet. I don't know what. Yeah. Pete, Trent, or Tyler?
Controversially, Tyler. Trent.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you want with Tyler? I'm going to go with Pete. So that's an interesting one. We've all got our own. All right. Fuck, I scroll down. Sorry, everyone. Breakfast or dinner?
Breakfast.
Dinner.
You see, I'm going to go with breakfast. You see...
You have Pringles for both, though, so it's a
No, I prefer having a meal in the evening as opposed to the morning. I don't enjoy eating in the morning, but... I prefer the food that you get with breakfast. I love, if you're talking, like, dinner, what do I prefer? Point. Dinner food. I eat chicken nuggets and chips, and outside of that, I don't like it. Whereas with breakfast, it's like, Shreddies, Cocoa Puffs, Rice Krispies, Weebix. If you name a cereal, there's actually about a good, like, 85% chance I like it. So, I'm going to go
it's
with...
It's only when you talk about food, I remember how young you were.
I eat 2 cereals, and that's it.
What are they?
Frosted Shreddies.
They're alright.
And Frosted Wheats.
Do you remember they did chocolate Shreddies for a while?
They were nice, man.
I don't like chocolate flavoured things.
Good,
bring them back, good, man. They still have them in the UK and all.
Oh, eat Lucky Charms as well, 3.
That's so random.
I'm the person who buys the €8 boxes in Tesco as a treat. Sweet.
Yeah, it's the best part about being an adult. It's like, I can buy this for myself. No one can stop me.
No one's going to say
anything. I can put Cocoa Puffs and Sugar Puffs in the same bowl if I want. No one can stop me.
Burger King or McDonald's?
Burger King.
Really? Yeah. Wow, I remember I used to be like mad Burger King loyal. And what happened was, I was woken up at like fucking 4 in the evening because my sleeping pattern goes shit over Christmas. I was woken up at like 4 by my fucking mom and I was being woken up to McDonald's breakfast, but it wasn't actually breakfast because it was 4. It was Chicken Selects. And I was like, oh my god, these are way nicer than nuggets. And the McDonald's chips are way nicer as well. So now, despite the fact that it's really crowded and I prefer, like, I miss the quietness of Burger King because nobody'd be there, but. Like, McDonald's chicken stack meal, I have it every week. I love it.
I love McDonald's breakfast.
I don't, because now it's like, I just want to buy chicken stacks. Why the fuck is there, like, croissants and shit on the fucking screen? Like, get that shit away.
I only had my first breakfast a few months ago after the OTT Christmas party.
McDonald's
and we
like
went to the
general?
Casino, McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was, I think it was 8 a.m. when we were going home, so I had my first McDonald's breakfast.
Nice. What'd you get?
I don't know. I was in bits. I just remember a lot of orange juice.
Right.
That's what I used to hate after low blows, where like you'd leave at like whatever time at night, but it'd be the morning. So you got McDonald's and they're not doing chicken selects. Like, well, what's what are you
doing?
What's
the point? Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that pissed me off. Let me see.
Do they have many more?
Just a few.
Because, you know, it's a quick fire round. We're giving quick answers, and then he's explaining his answer.
It's nearly like Last Bus.
iOS or Android?
iOS.
Android.
I'm used to iOS. I'm going to go iOS.
Yeah, same.
North or South?
North.
South. North is complicated.
Republic of Ireland, Tala, South Dublin. I'm going to go South. Rain or snow?
Snow.
Snow, yeah.
I fucking love snow, but I feel like when the novelty wears off, you know what I mean? And you're trapped in your house and there's no bread, you know what I mean?
That happened one time.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with rain, but I do prefer snow, but okay. I'm going to go with rain, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Kento or Jerry?
I can't pick.
I am going to say he never clarified what Jerry. Could be Jerry Ryan he's talking about. And I never got to listen to Jerry Ryan because I was in primary school when he died. So
Jerry Ryan humiliated me on the radio before.
Now you're making it harder. Now, I wasn't Kento.
He came to our school and he was interviewing some of us. Remember they used to run that competition to send like an entire class to Florida? And they picked me. And he goes, I just want to describe this girl I'm speaking to because she's a very exotic look. She looks like Pocahontas. Where are you from? Right here in Kilmac. But of course then, as soon as he says that on the radio, everyone called me Pocahontas for years. Oh, and I was subjected to so many like jokes just for years.
I'm sorry, Kento. I'm gonna go
Jerry
with,
Ryan.
Jerry. I'm going with Jerry Ryan. Yeah. red or blue? Red or blue?
Red.
Blue.
Red, United and shit. Yeah. So, apple or orange?
Apple.
Apple.
Don't eat the food. Apple juice. Apple. Hot or cold?
Oh, cold
bed.
How cold or hot are you talking about?
Cold bed.
Yeah, if we're talking about bed, yeah, cold.
Cold, because it's easier to heat yourself up than cool yourself down.
Yeah, but
down.
If you're safe, there's no escaping. You're too cold or you're too hot. I'd go with too hot. But then I hate the heat.
I hate the heat.
And I hate, because I love wearing hoodies, and I can't wear hoodies when it's like roasting.
I love like being out. I love like if it's hot during the day, but cold at night.
Yeah, but you have to pick one.
Cold.
I'm going to go with...
I like wearing like cozy clothes as well.
Yeah, I'm going to go with cold. Yeah.
I think wearing hoodie weather and stuff like that, yeah.
I think in Game of Thrones I'd be a Stark over whatever. getting up to the last ones now.
Last seven.
Mild or spicy?
Mild.
Mild, 100%. Messi or Ronaldo?
Ronaldo, all day.
I don't know.
Ronaldo does it for his country, so I'm going to go with Ronaldo and United as well.
And United.
second last one, Boyzone or Westlife?
Westlife.
Boyzone.
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Westlife, all day, every day.
I'm
going to
go Westlife because Katie picked Boyzone. That's always my strategy. If in doubt, I disagree with Katie. And the final one, LJ, Darren or Nathan?
No.
LJ. Yeah, LJ, man. LJ, yeah. I don't give LJ enough love, right? Eric Rowan, I talk about all the time. Alistair Kay, I talk about all the time. If you take out Eric Rowan and Alistair Kay, LJ is still my favourite wrestler.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
LJ, Raven Creed, and Terry Thatcher would be my top five.
I cannot choose between my children.
Well you have to. That's the rule.
Yeah, that's the rule.
That's it.
Pick a reason. Who slagged you off the least in the last 24 hours?
Darren.
It's a big Darren. I'm going to cut that. I'm going to edit it so bad.
Katie shoots on LJ.
Where it's like, yeah, okay, Akeen, what we have to do is react. For when I edit it, we have to react as if she's just said Darren straight away.
No, I'm closest to LJ, so if I...
Okay, we're going to do that reaction for the edit. Whoa! You did that so quickly.
Keith, thanks a lot for that question. That was a lot of fun. I love those choosing between two options type questions.
Yeah.
So man, send in another one. I fucking love it.
Maybe with a bit less, like 5 a week.
No, I like
that took 15 minutes.
I love going all out because then on a quiet week we can just, you know what I mean, stretch it
it's
out.
It's never quiet anymore. We had to split this week into two.
Still, I love it. So thanks, Keith. And
well done.
Bye.
I really hope I don't forget to edit that now.
Oh, well, here's an example. We were all saying goodbye.